Movies can convey a lot of things, but smell isn't one of them. So Patrick Susskind's best-selling novel Perfume, The Story of a Murderer, has long been thought of as unfilmable. Now German director Tom Tykwer has given it a try in a European blockbuster that's earned more than $100 million overseas. It opens today in this country. Bob Mondello has a review.
18th-century cities were not probably a treat for the nose. Consider open sewers and infrequent bathing, just for a start. But Jean-Baptiste Grandoui, born in a stinking Paris fish market in 1738, has few other pleasures than aromas. He's sort of an odor savant, as played by Ben Whishaw. Inexpressive, isolated, very weird, but blessed, or perhaps cursed, with an ability to detect nuances on the breeze, the smell of stones, of water, of frog. Not the most useful of talents, perhaps, until one day, walking past a glittering shop, he detects a scent called Amour in Psyche that every perfume maker in Paris is trying to duplicate. And he tells a perfumer, played by Dustin Hoffman, that he knows what's in it.
I don't know what a formula is, but I can make a Amour in Psyche for you now.
And you think I just let you swap around in my laboratory with essential oils that are worth a fortune?
Yes.
Very well, Jean-Baptiste Grenouille. You shall have the opportunity now, this very moment, to prove your assertion. Your grandiose failure will also be an opportunity for you to learn the virtue of humility.
How much do you want me to make?
Grandoui becomes his apprentice, learning to pull aromas from flowers by boiling their petals and combining them with animal fats. When he tries to capture the scent of a cat by boiling it, though, you'll sense problems to come. The title is Perfume, the Story of a Murderer. After all, Grandoui's aim is to capture the scent of woman and of love.
Hold out your arm, please.
Ugh. It feels horrible.
It's only animal fat to soak up your scent.
Creating a perfume, eh? I've come across some strange men in my time.
Just relax. Just scraping off the fat.
Are you mad?
I said relax.
I've had enough. Get out of here!
I have to say, I'm a sucker for lost causes, and a movie entirely about smells certainly qualifies. Remember those scratch-and-sniff cards John Waters used for polyester, and Hollywood's fling with spraying scents in theaters in the 1950s? I think that one was called Aromarama. But Perfume is a lush art house epic, not an exploitation flick, so director Tom Tykwer's methods are more elegantly cinematic. He's an amazing film stylist, as he proved in Run, Lola, Run, and here he immerses you in images and sounds, rich textures and slobbery slurps, smooth glass bottles clattering onto rough wood tables. It's deliberately overdone to force you to use your other senses to compensate for your sense of smell. And as he plunges into piles of rotting fish and exults in the slicing of a ripe plum, he creates one heck of a rich film tapestry. It's gorgeous, even as the plot takes some really nutso, giggle-provoking turns toward the end. I can't say I smelled Perfume, the Story of a Murderer exactly, but against all odds, I did find it intoxicating. I'm Bob Mondello.